time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Patrick Polk. He is with the USU Eastern Theater Department. We've got a big show coming up. Last one of the year. It Runs in the Family is the name of it. Patrick is one of the actors in it. We're going to get some background information on the show, and then his character we'll talk about a little bit. And then if you want to go, what do you need to do to go to this one? It's going to be a lot of fun. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always glad to be here with you, Dave.
So it was when I read the title, I asked you right off the bat. I says, you know, this title, it's got to be a comedy. And you said it indeed is. So let's talk about It Runs in the Family.
It Runs in the Family is a British farce, so get a lot of doors, a lot of that fun stuff. We take place in a hospital this time, and it's intriguing. Something comes back to bite the main character in the butt. It's going to be fun to see how it unfolds with everyone as more people come to see the show.
And so give us a rundown of some of the characters and then talk about your character.
So we have Dr. David Mortimer, who is the lead of the show. He is an aspiring neurosurgeon, and he is getting ready to give the lecture from the Ponsonby lecture, which is the big be-all end-all speech that their hospital hosts. Then there is his wife, Rosemary Mortimer. Sweet individual and has some very fun moments in the show. Then next, his partner, Hubert Bonney, a lovely doctor who, bit of here and there, he's definitely unassuming. Mike Connolly, who is one of the younger doctors of the piece, and nurse Jane Tate, who is part of why this entire thing turns upside down on his head, and Leslie, David's illegitimate child, always lovely.
Well, and what part do you play in this show?
I get to play the police sergeant.
Okay. And so that will tie into the whole show. This is a great show. You said it was written by Ray Cooney, and it's one of those, as you said, it's one of those British, it's a farce. It's kind of like Noises Off. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those kind of shows where you have a lot of misdirection and here and there and, mm-hmm. and a lot of fast action to follow. Is that kind of what we're going for?
When a door opens or a door closes, the other one on the other side of the room opens and someone comes through it.
So it's going to be a lot of fun for this show. And as we said, this is the last show of the season up there at USU Eastern. And so give us the dates and times and all that good stuff.
So we open April 6th. And we run to that Saturday. Then we will open back up on the 12th and run to that Saturday, so the 12th through the 15th. The doors will open at 7 o'clock, and the show will start at 7:30.
So you're going to start on Thursday the 6th, correct?
Yep.
Run through Saturday, and then you'll start on Wednesday the 12th.
Yep.
And then run through that Saturday as well. What time was curtain again?
Curtain is 7:30, doors open 7.
Okay, if people want tickets, where do we get these? Can we get them at the door?
They're at the door. They will be in the Peterson Black Box in the CIB building on campus.
And then I believe I saw somewhere they're going to be on Eventbrite as well. Is that correct?
I believe they will be.
Okay, so you can go get them on there. And, you know, we always talk about, you know, as we said, this is the last one of the season. So we've got to talk about the fact that you already have things in the can and planned for next year as well. Looks like it's going to be another great season next year up there at USU Eastern. And the exciting one when we were talking about it, your musical next year. You're going to try and incorporate both high schools, right? That sounds like it's going to be exciting. That'll be fun.
That is correct. We're going to try and bring Carbon and Emery together, and hopefully they don't try to attack each other.
They shouldn't. Those kids get along pretty well when it comes to this kind of thing. Plus, if there's a scholarship opportunity on the line, it'll be all right. So once again, give us the rundown of the show, the times and dates and all that good stuff, Patrick, before we get out of here.
It Runs in the Family by Ray Cooney. We'll open on Thursday the 6th and run to that Saturday, so the 8th. And then we'll open back up Wednesday the 12th to then run to that Saturday, which is the 15th. Doors open 7 o'clock. Curtain 7:30. Tickets will go from 15 for adults, 10 for seniors, 8 for faculty or alumni of USU, $3 for USU students and $10 for non-USU students.
So once again, get on up there. It's going to be in the Peterson Black Box Theater. It runs in the family, kicks off April 6th, runs through this weekend, and then it will kick off again Wednesday the 12th and run through that weekend. Patrick Polk with the USU Eastern Theater Department, thank you so much for coming in and taking out the time to hang with us this morning and tell us all about this. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us, Dave. It's always such a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.